Ambulance. Yeah, what can I say? Got that feeling again, that feeling where I gotta do something. Been watching it on the news. Saw some pictures last night on my iPad through the there's an app called Guardian Eyewitness where they show photos from around the world. Quite a lot of the photos I saw last night were from Pakistan. Flooding. Thousands of people displaced from their homes. I saw a picture of three kids, none of them more than 3 years old, sleeping by the side of the road, covered in flies. I saw a picture of a man wading through knee-deep water with a 12-year-old boy. Nowhere to go, just this complete look of hopelessness on his face. And the boy, my God, he looks scared. So it's time to do something. I want to do another book, Stories for Pakistan. I want 50 stories this time for a book, maximum 500 words per story. Any subject or genre. Of course, no death, violence, or destruction. That's a no-brainer, just like before. And I want you to send those stories to storiesforpakistan, that's all one word, @gmail.com. Put your stories in the body of an email. Include your name and address and a telephone number. Add, if you want to, a short bio about yourself. That's optional. What isn't optional is your name, email, address and telephone number. Must have that, because if you decide to put your story in the book, we need to be able to contact you. So, I repeat. Maximum 500 words. Stories, any subject or genre. No massive death, violence or destruction. Send your stories to storiesforpakistan@gmail.com. Don't know when I'm going to publish this book. Didn't know last time. We're just going to get on with it and see how it goes. Hopefully we can do it within a month and start raising some money for people who are completely helpless right now. So let's go. Send me your stories, please.